Rangers and Mets interleague action at Globe Life Park. There's Joey Gallo. He leads the Rangers with 16 homers this season. He would add to that total on Tuesday. But first, some Texas defense in the top of the third.
Boing going back under the warning track near the wall. He'll leap and make the catch. And Jared Hoying appears to have just brought one back. That was very close to the top of the fence. He timed it perfectly. This ball launched, and it is gone.
Joey Gallo needed some convincing that this was even an actual homer.
So now Mazzara, and he hammers this ball out to right field. Bruce looks up, and it is gone. Well, you could forget about that one. It's 8-4 Rangers. This one hit well to center field. Hoying going back, and he'll look up. That one is gone. Back-to-back home runs to two-run game. On the tying runs are on base. First and second base, one out. And he bounces it to the right side. Gallo to second one. The relay. Got him! Double play! And Bush escapes the jams.
The Mets' comeback falls short as they fall to the Rangers 10-8. It's the first career win for Texas starter Austin Bibbins-Dirks, who came on in relief of Dylan G in the fourth. Meanwhile, a night to forget for Jacob deGrom, who tied a career high, allowing 8 earned runs. Jeff Banister's squad almost coughed up a 10-4 lead as the Mets scored 3 in the ninth, but the Rangers held on to beat the Mets on Tuesday night. Here's the skipper talking after the win.
There is some concern there. But the limp was about the same right after he hit the bag at first base. He hit a little awkwardly, so he still felt good in a sense that he felt good at the plate, felt like he still had his legs up underneath him, obviously challenged a little bit on defense. However, he was able to get to the pop-up down the line. The genesis of taking him out of the game was didn't feel like that with where the score was at. Felt like that it was best to get Cosma out there, give us a little more range. You don't replace a Gold Glover, but a little more range at third base. Get him off the ankle. Get him in. Get some treatment. I haven't talked to the training staff yet. On Adrian, I saw him walking down the hallway. So, obviously, when your best player is a little banged up, there's concern. We'll know more in the morning. Nice to that. I think Austin wound up with his first major league win. That's special. Something he'll never forget. But yeah, it was a nice, clean job by him.
Seemed like one big thing was, you know, when they kept scoring early and taking the lead away from you, you guys didn't let that get you down, which might have been in the past.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, there's been some of that this year, TR, you're right, that where we've been able to have not been able to bounce back. The challenge for us really has been the shutdown innings. Or the answer back innings. Those are key. The answer backs are huge for us. And I think with Adrian in the lineup, and can't say enough about Delino tonight, what he did in left field and what he was able to do at the plate, the bunt, the hustle, the sack fly, really kind of kept us in run scoring opportunities, some situations to get some runs across. And to add on, the last inning we had the bases loaded. One of those situations that I think when we're clicking, we continue to add on in those type of situations.
Adrian Beltre was forced to leave the game in the sixth inning with a jammed left ankle, but the Rangers still went on to beat the Mets 10-8. Here's Beltre talking to the media after the game.
I miss 50 some games and finally come back and feeling well and play 6 games and this happened. I don't know. There's nothing to be happy about this, but what are we going to do? It doesn't feel great today. We're going to wait a couple of days and see how it goes, but it's a sprained ankle.
The series continues Wednesday with Zach Wheeler on the mound for the Mets against Yu Darvish for the Rangers.